It looks like the proposed tax increase of 5.62% for Richmond property owners, an average of $116 per home, is holding. City Council passed four budgets, library, operating, capital and one-time expenditures, at its Finance Committee meeting Monday, but there were some tweaks suggested that could come back to the final vote next week, including $520,000 to improve a city center baseball diamond. Cown. Alexa Liu asked whether the infield turf at a baseball diamond at Brighouse Park, earmarked to be improved in 2025, could instead be done next year. She noted it's one of the top priorities on the sports needs assessment, and it was already identified as such in 2011. Liu said baseball is increasing in Richmond and the improved diamond could also be used for softball and men's fast pitch. Furthermore, the baseball diamond at Steveston Park has been shut down. The cost of the infield turf is a small amount, Liu added, and it would activate the park. It creates a more community atmosphere in the park, so it's maybe less amenable for less community activities in the park, Liu told City Council on Monday. Mayor Malcolm Brody noted there was little information about the baseball facility in the budget package and highlighted the cost. It's been described as a small amount, notwithstanding it's $500,000, Brody said. In the end, he asked city staff to bring back more information to next week's council meeting when it can be revisited during the final vote on the budget. Some of the items approved on Monday include almost $1.8 million for improvements to the No. 5 Road RCMP headquarters, $1.9 million to do envelope work and other renovations to Fire Hall No. 7, $3.1 million for upgrades to the Curling Club and $4.3 million for Steveston and South Arm outdoor pools. The RCMP will also get a new mobile command center that can be used by Richmond Fire Rescue, BC Ambulance, Public Works and the Coast Guard as well. This will cost about $1.8 million. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.